Joe with head women's basketball coach Ryan Williams and head men's basketball coach Larry Eustace. Presented by Coors Light. Whatever your mountain, climb on. Also brought to you by Bank of Colorado. There's only one. By UC Health. And by First Bank. Now, live from Lucky Joe's Sidewalk Saloon, here is your host, Brian Roth.
All right, after about a month hiatus, we are back, and I'm back talking some college basketball, some Colorado State Rams basketball. Welcome, everybody. We're at Lucky Joe's Sidewalk Saloon here on a Monday evening, set to talk some women's basketball with Ryan Williams, men's basketball with Larry Eustace, and let's all welcome Ryan Williams to the program here tonight. Rams off to a 6-3 start and coming off a nice win against UNC yesterday, 55-44. And the Rams have now won 4 of 5 games. And, you know, I'm just going through your schedule, right? It's been a nice year for you. Obviously, the first game against Idaho, you can almost throw that one away. Season opener, breaking in a bunch of new folks, but since then you're 6-2, losses against a good Colorado team, a top 20 team at the time in Oklahoma. You guys have played a nice schedule. I think you're probably getting a pretty good idea what kind of team you have.
I really liked how we've competed in our non-conference play. And it's funny how this game goes. You know, you mentioned Idaho. You know, Wyoming went to Idaho the other night, and those two kids that lit us up, you know, those two shooting guards, they go 2 of 16, and Wyoming beats them. I mean, come on, ladies. Yeah, help us out a little bit. But, yeah, the schedule has been challenging, and we've competed well. We've got some really quality wins, you know, Gonzaga, BYU, you know, the win at UNC. So our kids are – we keep getting better every single game. We're – you know, it seems like every game you find a new person that kind of – can really help your lineup, and I think when we get it all put together, I think we can put a really nice basketball team out there on the floor. And you know, we still want more consistent play. That's kind of been the theme in our losses is some inconsistencies. But overall, Brian, with this schedule and with all the newness and the new responsibilities for everybody, even our oldies, we are really pleased with where our basketball team is at.
Yeah, again, the Rams sitting at 6-3 in the season. Only 2 non-conference games left. They'll get Prairie View A&M coming up a week from tonight on the 18th, and then a few days after that on the Thursday, the 21st, against Morgan State, and then it's right into Mountain West Conference play. What maybe is a thing that you have learned about your team through the first 9 games that you maybe didn't have a clue about when you first started?
Well, we've got some young kids that can really play.
That's great news. Yeah.
You know, yeah, about time we were waiting for that to show up. But I think we've learned that we've got some interchangeable pieces that can be very difficult to guard. In, you know, a young lady like Laura DeVos and Gracie Kalavalu. I think we've learned inserting a young lady like Gracie into our starting lineup has really made us a much better basketball team offensively, and so produces some offense. I think we've learned that ball security is something that is so darn important. You know, a week and a half ago, I think we were 9th in the country in fewest turnovers per game. You know, that was a really prideful stat. And then we played the CU game. I think we went from 9th to 109th in about one quarter. But I think we've learned a lot about, you know, how to value the ball and, you know, shot selection and things like that. But we've learned that we've got a good team. You know, we can throw it to some certain kids that can score it. You know, we've got some production from a lot of different rotations. Annie Brady has been probably a really nice, pleasant surprise as far as scoring the ball, but also just how she rebounds and how intense she plays, and our group needs that. And so it's like we've learned a lot, but we got to keep growing and moving this needle forward to compete in this good Mountain West Conference.
Yeah, you know, I've been able to catch a handful of your games so far this season, a couple in person, a couple online on csurams.com. And one thing you kind of noticed with this team, last year was Ellen and Ellie, and they were the two players for you for very obvious reasons. This year, it can be on a given night any number of gals that you guys can turn to. There's not the one or two players that you have to go to every night.
That's exactly right, and I think that showed just in our last game against UNC. You know, it seems like certain games require certain abilities. Maybe it's an inside game. Maybe it's a game where you got to spread them out and be able to drive. Maybe it's a game where you can push the basketball, and so Gracie's in play a lot. And so I think we've learned that we've got a lot of bullets that we can call upon to produce some offense and to have big games. And it's nice to, you know, not have to rely on a couple of kids. You know, that is nice. And I think we're growing responsibility through this non-conference play. And the thing that has probably impressed me most is, and what we continue to learn and develop is, you know, now it's your turn, you know, to make the shots. You know, last year it was, we knew Ellen and Ellie had to, you know, they were the shot makers in that fourth quarter. Now it's, you have to learn how to make that shot. Stina Oskulin, right. Hannah Taverdi, Annie Brady, Gracie Kalavalu, Laura DeVos. And that's what I think we are learning to do. And that's what impressed me so much about the fourth quarter yesterday, is we're up two going into that fourth quarter, and then so many kids just had a little breakout moment. You know, Laura has a couple baskets. Gracie, Taverdi hits a big three. Annie Brady decides to score it every time she touches it on the block. And so we didn't have to play through one or two kids. It was just a collective effort, and that was really difficult to defend for UNC. And that was really great to see for us as a coaching staff.
Right. Let's go to the game yesterday. Why not? 55-44, the win for Colorado State over UNC. And let's just get out there to start the conversation here, that UNC is a really good team. They have been for a number of years, but this year, coming into that game at 6-2, a road win at DePaul, who, again, has been around the top 25. They beat LSU. I mean, this is a good team that you went to their place and got a victory yesterday.
Yeah, not many people go into that arena and win, to be honest with you. You know, last year they had a big wins over South Florida, who's, I believe, 16th in the country right now. You know, St. Mary's has gone in there. BYU went in there and got beat. And so it's just a tough place to play, first of all. And then secondly, they have a good, good basketball team. And everybody, it was kind of, you're talking to some people before you take the road trip. Why, you're just going to Greeley. You know, that's a game that everybody thinks you're supposed to win. And you got to say, hey, listen here, folks. I mean, this is a game where we might not be favored. Mm-hmm. We probably went into that game thinking, okay, we've got to really execute a plan to get a victory. And we did exactly that. And that's always a tough game, you know, for us, because it's a game everybody expects you to win. They think you should win. And if you do, hey, you did what you were supposed to do. If you don't, holy cow. I mean, you all be, you know, throwing peanut shells up here at me right now. That's always a difficult game for us. And to play the way we did and to just go in with a very business-like plan, very business-like approach, and execute it for 40 minutes, quite outstanding by our young ladies.
Yeah, I kind of a little bit on the television on Sunday, and you look at the second quarter, and you guys hold them to just 2 points in the entire second quarter. And then you mentioned the fourth quarter up by two, but you outscore them 19-10 in that fourth quarter. And anytime you hold a team to 44 points, you're doing something right on the defensive end.
Yeah, really. You know, they're a difficult team to guard in that they play four kids on the floor that are basically point guards. And, boy, they sling that ball around, and they pass it really well. They're one of the top shooting teams in the nation. They're the top free-throw shooting team in the nation. So a very difficult team to defend. And so what we had to do was try to get them slowed down. And I know we made the game somewhat boring for you guys. We had a great crowd over there in Greeley, so thanks for supporting us over there. But we needed to shorten that game. And so we played our matchup zone, and it kept us from fouling. They had to work the shot clock a lot to get good shots. So that shortened the game, Brian. And then we just pounded it inside. You know, that's where we had the advantage. And you mentioned kids that kind of step up in a new role. You know, Leah Davis. We called on Leah Davis, who hasn't really seen a lot of minutes this year. She had a really good game on the block. So did Annie Brady. So, you know, Lena Spanholm comes in. And so I think we just executed a plan that was the plan, and that was the way you had to beat a really good Northern Colorado team. And like I said, we performed it to almost perfection.
Right, and to go back to the point where it's not just the one or two players carrying you this year, not that you wouldn't take Ellen and Ellie back in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
But you know, you rely on different kids to step up, and it was Annie Brady's night, or I should say day, yesterday. The 20 points, that's obviously a season high, and 10 of the 20 points coming into the decisive fourth quarter.
Yeah, you know, Annie's been somebody that she's been tested. You know, that I asked her not, you know, a couple weeks ago, you know, what can you really bring to our team? And, you know, obviously the effort, she rebounds, and she's pretty good there on that pro post or the block. But she goes, Coach, these big games, they don't faze me. You know, and that's, you know, that's nice to hear. And you look at the, you know, you watch her playing these big games, whether it be Oklahoma, BYU, Gonzaga, on the road at UNC, that's when Annie's played her best. You know, for whatever reason, she doesn't get in her own head. You know, she doesn't let the big game approach kind of alter how she's supposed to play. And so she's brought a maturity to our lineup that our kids are really welcoming and that we've learned to trust as coaches. And so it's fun to be able to throw it down there and know you're going to get something really, really positive.
Yeah, and you know, you play UNC, you're going to have some Colorado kids on that team that are going to be circling that thing. And they have a Fort Collins kid that's a really good player, and the Savannah Smith, she went to Fossil Ridge, and I know she wanted that game against you guys yesterday, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah. You know, yeah, Savannah's a really good high school player in Colorado. My daughter played on her high school team, and so it's you're always going to get those types of things in a game where you're 40 miles apart. You know, you can't recruit everybody in Colorado, and everybody wants to come to Colorado State, right? I mean, everybody wants to come to Fort Collins. And when they're at a different school, a DU or a, you know, whatever, that game is going to be circled. And so you've got to fight that battle as well. And so, again, our kids went in there, and, you know, Savannah's their leading scorer, 18 points a game. We held her to 2 points, mm-hmm. and we just did a fabulous job on what a really good basketball player.
Yeah, she's had a terrific, terrific season, has that good quickness as well. And obviously the folks in Fort Collins got to see her at Fossil Ridge High School, but the job you did on her yesterday was impressive. Again, 55-44, the final score. Rams get the win. They go to 6-3 in the season. Second road game, you're only going to play the two non-conference true road games, and you guys win them both. I mean, that's big. You got the win at DU, the win yesterday at UNC. But for a team where you're breaking in so many new parts, you're playing a lot of young kids, to go and win your first two true road games, like, maybe shows you a little something about this team maybe moving forward.
Yeah, I think it does. I think, you know, our road contest, we faced a little bit of everything. We've had some, you know, really positive moments, and of course on the road you always face some adversity. You know, we had a really large lead at DU going in, you know, the fourth quarter. We had an 18 point lead, and then they cut it to 2 possessions, so we had to learn how to finish in some late game stuff. And we've learned we've got a group that can go on the road and play. You know, the thing that always travels, and we tell our kids this all the time, the thing that always travels is your effort, your attitude, and then that defensive end. You know, you can pack that every single night in that backpack, and that's going to win you a lot of road games. So I think our kids are learning to, you know, accept that and understand that this is how you have to win on the road against good teams. And we're going to need to do that as we, you know, the Mount West Conference is right around the corner.
Yep. We'll get some more comments from Ryan on some previous games leading up to this point, finals week. And so these guys are off until next Monday, so the girls can get their finals taken care of and then hit that Christmas break. But we'll talk much more tonight. Stay with us. We'll take a timeout, though, right now. We'll bring you back to Lucky Joe's Sidewalk Saloon, the Coors Light Colorado State Basketball Coaches Show from Learfield. All right, we bring you back inside Lucky Joe's Sidewalk Saloon. It's the Coors Light Colorado State Basketball Coaches Show here tonight. Great to have everybody with us. Talking some Colorado State basketball with Ryan Williams on the women's side. We'll be joined by Larry Eustace on the men's side coming up in just about 12 to 15 minutes. The Rams again 6-3 on the season. They have won four of their last five, coming off a victory against UNC yesterday, 55-44, notching their second road win of the year. Last Wednesday, you guys had Colorado in town. Obviously, that's always a big game. Buffs got you pretty good down in Boulder last year, but boy, this year, close game, came down to a last-second shot by you guys that fell away, and Colorado won it 70-67. What'd you take from that game?
I think the thing we take away is you can't be inconsistent against really good teams. You know, we had a really bad start to that basketball game. We had 11 turnovers in that first quarter, and in Colorado, they want to pressure you and do some things like that. And you go back and you watch the turnovers on film, and they weren't caused by Colorado. They were caused, by us. So we just, for whatever reason, were really not locked in with our ball toughness at the beginning of that game. But you talk about a really tough, tough group. I mean, we could have easily been rattled. That could have been 25 points the other way easily, the way we started that game. And to come back and, they had to hit a shot basically close to the buzzer at the end of the first half to take the lead. So we really battled back, and it was a one-point game at half. And then the third quarter kind of got us again, the turnover bug and some unnecessary fouling, but found a way to battle back again. And our kids show some resiliency, and they've got some fight in them. That was really neat to see. And we made some big-time plays. I really liked how we executed a lot of our late game stuff, executed a couple things out of timeout situations and, got a couple really big stops. And to play the way we did with 20 turnovers and to still have a shot to send that thing into overtime, that's just a big time credit to our kids. Now, we want that first quarterback, there's no doubt about it, but we learned that you can't get it back. And we have to have better starts. Our kids know that. We are getting outscored in that first quarter a lot, to be honest with you. And so that's why we've mixed up our lineup a little bit, and we started Annie the other night. We put Stina back in the starting lineup, and we had a really good first quarter at UNC. But, those are always fun games, those rival games. You want to beat CU, of course. But we learned a lot about our basketball team, and we would love to play that one again, obviously, but we fell a little short. And like we told the kids, those are opportunities you just don't get back. And we've got to do a little better job at the beginning of the games.
Right. There's certainly positives you can take from that. You held CU without a field goal, I think, in the final 8 minutes of the
nine
game.
Nine minutes, folks.
Got back in the game. Yeah. And to get that to a one-point game, and then at the end with the three-point drive is a three-point game, and you end up losing. There are positives to take from that game. I imagine there's positives to take from the Oklahoma game, who was really good, a good basketball team that came into your place and beat you pretty good. But there's positives to take from those.
Yeah,
things.
It is okay to lose. I mean, that's part of life. It's okay to lose a basketball game. It's okay, but how did you lose it? And you want to lose a basketball game where you've played your best and the other team really had to play well to beat you. And we left the CU game thinking we gifted them a lot. We created so many opportunities for them to score easily in that basketball game. And so that's why you probably saw a pretty discouraged bunch of young ladies after that game. But, the Oklahoma game, same thing. I mean, you can always take some positives, and what can help move us forward, right? Things that you do bad, let's quit doing them. Here's how we can correct it, okay? Here are things that we did good. Let's just do more of this, all right? It isn't rocket science, and if you just keep moving that needle little by little in every situation, and you teach and you learn from every situation, whether it be, positive or, an adverse situation, that's really what college athletics is all about, and that's how you can really move a team forward. A lot of times you are tougher on a team after a victory than you are a loss. That's how we handled it, and so we learned a lot from the CU game, and we took more of the positive than you might imagine, to be honest with you. And I think that's why you saw such a positive performance against Northern Colorado. You didn't see a team that was suffering a hangover, a tough loss against, or feeling sorry for themselves. You saw a team that was, okay, let's fix this. Okay, this is how we should be playing. This is how we guard. And we did it really for four quarters. So that's what I'm most impressed with our team in this young season.
You know, I wanted to ask you about the freshman, Laura DeVos. And last time we were here, we were sitting and you were saying, but she has the chance to be one of the all-time greats at Colorado State. And obviously she had, I think, yet to play a game at that point. But you've seen her now for nine games, and she is your leading scorer at 9.6 points per game. But what have you seen from her, and how is she adjusting to the collegiate game?
Yeah, like a freshman. Bless her heart. It's tough to be a freshman and to be thrown into the fire in some of these big basketball games where your coach really expects you to, you know, shoulder a lot of the responsibility. And really, quite frankly, she's not ready for that. And we're asking her to do an awful lot. So you've seen some inconsistent play. And so we've kind of backed off what we're asking Laura to do. We've limited her responsibility a little bit. And I think it's helped. And she's learning, as well as all of our new kids and our freshmen, just how important every single possession is, right? And how, you know, you're going to be held accountable at this level, and how hard you have to play, and you have to play it correctly, you know, almost every time down, because good basketball players and teams are going to expose you. And so she's just learning all of that stuff, and she's learning it on the fly when their coach is asking her to, okay, go be the best player on the floor. You know, she's looking at me like, back off, fella. And so we've done that, but that young lady's going to be a special basketball player, and y'all see glimpses of it, you know, and of course we all want it to be more consistent, but that's just not where she's at right now. And that's okay. And so, we're going to continue to grow these young kids, a kid like Gracie and JoJo and, you know, Lena and Leah. And they're going to be outstanding basketball players when it's all said and done.
Yep. And then, of course, there was the constant coming in, and there's a few constants coming in. But the one you certainly knew about was Hannah DeVerde. And so far she's played well, 6 rebounds per game from that kind of guard spot and averaging nearly 10 points per game.
Yeah, DeVerde's just rock solid. That's what she is. And as a coach, you want somebody that you know what she's going to do almost every single time she's on the floor. And we know what we're going to get out of T, and same thing with Stina. So really pleased with her effort. She's done a great job of leading our group. And she's performed really well. You know, we just got to keep her dad from getting in fights with security guards, at Northern Colorado.
What?
I mean, yeah.
I didn't hear about
quite
that.
Quite the scene. It was hilarious. It's, so our players, you know, we come out of the locker room and our players want to see their parents. But, you know, so the parents are kind of hanging out outside or inside the gymnasium, and security says, you got to leave the gym. And they're like, well, we're here waiting for our daughter. No, you got to leave the gym. We got a men's crowd coming in. This is what, an hour and a half? What, you got 500 people coming to your game? And they wanted to get the bodyguard didn't like that, or the security didn't like it. And we've got a lot of security here tonight, I see. You know, they are kind of sensitive. We know that. And so I handle them with really soft kid gloves.
They're just like coaches. They want people to listen to them and respect them, right?
That's right.
I mean,
T's been awesome. You know what? She's been awesome. And you want your seniors to have really good senior years, and I'm pleased with where T's at.
All right, final thought. Again, Prairie View A&M coming up a week from tonight. But finals, obviously it's a big week on the academic side for your team, for the men's team. Give us the schedule for you guys moving forward here.
Yeah, you know, after last night's game, you know, we totally take Monday off. We take Tuesday off, so we get a good start into the week. We're going to practice really hard on Wednesday morning and Thursday morning. They get Friday off as well. Those are just big days for our kids in their classes. And our kids are really conscientious students, and they put the time in. And so we don't let basketball interfere with this big week, as much as we probably could. And then we'll two big games before Christmas. We want to get some momentum and be playing well before Boise State rolls in here on the 28th. So this is a big week to just finish strong, you know, the books. And let's, quite frankly, that's the ultimate goal for us, right? I mean, these kids want to graduate, and so they can do that.
That's right. Yeah. Right? Yeah, big week for them.
I would say academics get in the way of becoming a really good basketball team. That's what I was going to say, but yeah.
We'll gloss over that one. Well, again, the two non-conference games coming up next week, and you mentioned Boise was picked to win the Mountain West Conference, and that's who the ladies will start off with to open up conference play. Ryan, great start to the season. Thanks so much, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, Brian.
All right, Ryan Williams, head basketball coach for the Colorado State women. We'll talk men's basketball with Larry Eustace. That's next here in the Colorado State Basketball Coaches Show from Learfield. Sports Network, Brian Roth back with you, and they'll help me welcome Larry Eustace to Lucky Joe's tonight. Larry, great to see you. How are you, sir?
It's been a
long month and a half here travel-wise for you and your ball club. Feels good to be back home for a little bit, doesn't it?
Yeah, we traveled 15,000 miles. So
15,000 miles.
Yeah, I think we got our free flight, our coupon.
Yeah, right. Points are adding up in that.
Yeah, but we're here. This segment or this show is going to be dedicated to breaking down the Colorado win. And we're not going to talk about any of the other games.
Okay.
We're just going to talk about the Colorado game.
And that sounds good.
Wasn't that a great
me.
Win? Was that not a great win? Yeah. Neat. Bragging rights.
Oh, it's big. And the Rams beat the Buffaloes for the second year in a row. Remember, Colorado State not only went to Boulder last year and beat the Buffs, you did it without Gian Clavel, the Mountain West Conference Player of the Year. You come back this year, and it's a Buffs team that comes into Moby Arena some 9 days ago, 6-0, and you guys are able to get the 72-63 win. And there's so many certainly positives to take from that game. Is there one or two that stick out to you from that Colorado game?
Well, yeah, Colorado is not the caliber of teams we've been playing, and I don't mean that, you know, a knock on Colorado, but if you want to compare Oregon to Colorado, it's really not a comparison. I mean, I don't know who would play off of Colorado's team for Oregon based off their talent, and you can say that about Arkansas or Florida State. You know, obviously it was a great win. We got the tempo right, but when we played, driving home here, I was thinking about, so we've lost six times, and I know that Florida State, Oregon, Arkansas would definitely win our league and by more than a couple games. I believe that.
Yeah.
I think Tulane, Missouri State could win our league or finish second at the least. I think Tulane and Mexico State would finish in the top three. So nobody can say we haven't played a tough schedule. And I think we're a better team for it. It's amazing how resilient our guys are, and they've stayed together, and it's nice to be home. It really is. Better than I. You didn't even go to Jamaica, did you?
No, I didn't. I missed that trip.
Yeah, so that was a long one.
Yeah.
And you know how the Arkansas trip was. I mean, we lost to Oregon, and then I didn't go to sleep. Landon and I didn't go to sleep. We had to catch a 5:15 flight.
Right.
And team rested, and then we practiced Sunday, and we practiced today.
Right, and this is after a Wednesday. You played at Arkansas on Tuesday night. Wednesday, you're flying from Northwest Arkansas, which is a small airport, to Eugene, which is a small airport, and you guys have mechanical issues on the plane, missing connecting flights. I counted, Larry, from the time we first stepped on the plane in Arkansas to the time that we got off the plane in Eugene, it was like 14 hours.
Yeah, it was a... Well, and also
it was brutal.
It was United Airlines, and I hope nobody works for United
They're
Airlines.
They're not a sponsor, but, Larry, so go ahead.
But
have at it.
I've never been on a United flight that something hasn't gone wrong, and naturally out of Arkansas it went wrong. And I thought this was interesting because I went up and I was bothered, and I said, you know, I made it clear that I was upset and that they needed to pay for a charter for us because this was – and all of a sudden the plane got fixed. You know, within 30 minutes, it was going to be, the plane doesn't work, got to get the part from Denver. Well, we were just there, but we can't get it because now we're here. And the minute I said paying for our charter, all of a sudden the plane started and I was a little worried because, you know, being in the South for a while, and believe me, Arkansas is in the South, they might have hot-wired it or something. But we made it, and, you know, we've played with these guys. These spurts have just killed us, obviously, the start of the Oregon game. But these teams are just not outclassing us. They're just – they've got returning players. They've got five stars. It's just been a difficult road because you make a mistake against a Florida State who went and beat a Final Four team, supposedly fifth-ranked
Florida. Yeah.
Florida. Yeah. They just beat somebody else. Arkansas just broke a school record in the second half against 14th-ranked Minnesota.
Right.
So these are the teams we're playing. It's almost like playing, you know, Alabama four times in football. I mean, it really – but with that said, our players are – I'm repeating myself, but they're so resilient. They're it's the most together team I've had next to Pierce's team. I mean, these guys are all in. Everybody's in a new role, and it's just going to take time, and we're extremely optimistic to get home now. Our league's tough, but we got a lot of good things happening. We're bringing a transfer in at the semester who we really like. We've signed some good players. We've got two players sitting out, Zoe and Chris. Mm-hmm. So, and I think this team has some wins in them. I know they do.
Right.
We're gonna win our share of games from here on out. So we looked at the schedule. To be honest with everybody, I had us at 5-5. I was hoping we'd be 5-5 after 10 games. We're 4-6. So we're close, and we're going to get a lot better. And really the key is to get right come conference tournament time and play extremely well, and you never know what can happen.
Yeah, no question. And look, you guys have played by far the strongest and toughest schedule out of any Mountain West Conference team. You can look at any metric. And you guys have certainly played those same. Again, Florida State's an NC2A team. Arkansas's an NC2A team. Oregon's an NC2A team. And then a lot of teams competing for the conference championship. All right, we'll take a timeout. More, we'll continue to break down the Colorado game.
Yeah, let's do that for the next 20 minutes.
All right, we'll be back after this. Lucky Joe's Sidewalk Saloon here on a Monday night on the Colorado State Sports Network from Learfield. All right, welcome back. We're at Lucky Joe's Sidewalk Saloon tonight, the Coors Light Colorado State Basketball Coaches Show, talking head men's basketball coach Larry Eustachy. The show tonight brought to you by UC Health, with more clinical trials and advanced treatments than any other health system in the region. The game changers of medicine are at UC Health. Well, let's go back to the Colorado game real quick, and it's interesting. It's 72-63. You guys get the win over the Buffaloes. But that was interesting. I thought the crowd was great. Interesting game. It started at 11 a.m. for television. But, boy, you guys came out with energy. But you only played 7 players in that game.
Yeah, it was a weird feeling for an 11 o'clock game. I mean, and the crowd, we had 5,000 plus for 11 a.m. I thought it was terrific, and it was loud. That's about as loud as I've heard it in a while.
It was a high energy five.
Very high energy. It's about trusting your players, and I've learned to trust since the Colorado game. So guys like Raekwon is really improving. I think Logan, I mean, there was a scout there, and he watched Logan play for 5 minutes, the guy for the Sixers, and he said, we're going to keep an eye on him. So it's just a work in progress. It really is. I really see Prentice taking on Gian's role as of late. I see a lot of good things happening, and it doesn't show up in the win column, but, you know, that's what it is. It's the schedule we set on purpose and who we have to play. And away from the Colorado game and to the Arkansas game, I think for our fans, what's really cool is they're returning that game next year. So they'll be – and, you know, I said after the game we'd beat them, but
– That's right. I had a few people text me about that too, Larry. You said it on a radio show.
Yeah, they weren't Arkansas players, were they?
No, they weren't,
okay.
No.
No, I mean, they lose their three best players, their senior perimeter. You know, I love the direction we're going, even though it's not showing up in the win and losses. But players we have back, we lose one guy, the players we have coming in. I knew this would be a transition period, and I've talked to a lot of coaches about it because it's not easy. You know, it's not easy when you're you don't like to lose, which I don't, and which our players don't. I talked to Lon Kruger, who went to the Final Four, then went 10-20 last year. I talked to Bob Huggins, which we might have mentioned. You know, in his sixth year, he went 12-20, I think. So I talked to Coach Fisher in his sixth year. So, you know, your ego kind of gets in the way to be, I mean, just be brutally honest, your ego, you're looking at it. But it happens. It happens, and I think we've got some really good basketball ahead of us. So practices have been good. We practiced the last 2 days. We're in finals. Like Ryan was talking about, our grades are let's just say, much better than last year this time. And, you know, last year was quite a disappointment because we've never had a player ineligible. We had, you know, three or four of them. And our kids have done terrific. They really studied hard on the road. And we're mixing some practices in. But obviously, the academics are number one right here because this is payday in the finals. But we're in great shape. And our guys are in great shape. I keep repeating that. But it's kind of unique to have struggled in at moments for sure and not strung some wins along and still have the attitude that we have. We demand it, but even though you demand it, sometimes it's not there all the time, but it's been there all the time. My hats are off to these players. They've really stuck together. And again, I think with the schedule, Texas State is not easy. You know, there have been majors that are really good. Long Beach State's coming in here. But I think we'll start getting back on the winning track and get into league. And our league is not easy either.
Yeah, and I wanted to talk about the remaining three non-conference games, an opportunity for you guys to get back home. But, you know, you talk about the games last week on the road, two hard places to play against very good teams. But, you know, Prentice Nixon goes for 31 at Arkansas, and Larry, you followed it up with 25 against Oregon. And really was shouldering a lot of that scoring load for you, which you knew he was going to have to do coming into the season anyway.
Yeah, and that's where he's taking better shots. What's interesting is, you know, we start from scratch. We start figuring out. We figured out that he's taking a lot of tough shots, didn't score, didn't shoot well in the first five, six games, and he's taking much better shots. We need scoring from the guys like Dion and Nico, and we'll get it. J.D. Page, you know, is very capable. So, and then you add in Raekwon, and Che's been just this, and, you know, just up and down. And he's really practiced well the last few days. So it's just a matter of it all coming together. And more importantly, it's getting out of Oregon and Arkansas, which gives us our best chance to win. You know, we get to get back home and play some teams that aren't the likes of that.
Right. Yeah, no question. Texas State coming up on Sunday, the 17th, and then it'll be Arkansas, Fort Smith, and then Long Beach State to close out that non-conference slate. All right, we have one timeout to get to, but we'll be back, and we'll wrap it up with head coach Larry Eustachy. We're back after this on the Colorado State Sports Network right here from Learfield. Yeah, all right, welcome back. One final time, we bring you inside Lucky Joe's Sidewalk Saloon, talking some Colorado State basketball here tonight. And it's time to get to some of the final thoughts brought to you by Bank of Colorado, where CSU is more than just a school and the Rams are more than just our team. Colorado is more than just our state. It's our state of mind, and Bank of Colorado, there is only one. All right, Brian Roth back with head men's basketball coach Larry Eustachy. The Rams back from a tough road trip, and going to be wrapping up the non-conference slate with three games all at home starting next week. But finals first for your ball club, and I know you guys are kind of taking a different schedule than you normally would here this week.
Yeah, we just kind of we're taking tomorrow off, and we'll go from there, I guess is the best way to put it,
right,
depending on how much guys have to study leading into their finals. But our academics, I'm really proud of the fact that every guy that's finished his eligibility with us has graduated 18 out of 18. And Che, our only senior, is on track to graduate. And J.D. Will graduate a year early because he redshirted. So it's kind of cool.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Texas State coming in on Sunday for your ball club. But you guys get a chance to hit the practice floor a little bit without having to prepare for a team for a couple of days. That's something you guys have not had in quite some time.
Well, it's such a great point. We've always just been preparing for the opponent and not really working on, you know, what it takes to win games. And so we've kind of taken a step backwards, like it's the beginning of the year. And I think you'll see some progress in our execution and the way we play and who we're playing. But Texas State is a formidable opponent, and Arkansas Fort Smith is Division II, but they're undefeated. I mean, they could win the national championship, and those teams can beat Division I teams. And then Long Beach State has already beaten Oregon State and played a really tough schedule. So, you know, it's not going to be a cakewalk, but it'll be a welcome addition to. I think we'll be able to mesh our academics, obviously, with some practices, and it's what we need in the worst way.
Yeah, absolutely. And you get to play these games at home. Larry, I know that's home? Huge for you guys. Yeah.
15. I just was watching. Ryan hasn't left Colorado.
I know.
The closest he's been is the Lucky Joe's. I mean, that's the furthest he's gone from the gym. And good for him. Good for him.
Yeah, the women's basketball team does not leave the state of Colorado in their non-conference slate. You guys have been all over the world.
Yeah, 15,000 miles. Yeah, 15, let me repeat miles. That. All our players got a free ticket for mileage. So we're in good shape.
So you get to three non-conference games, Larry, and then a little bit of a break for the holidays. And then it's on the road. Well, you guys start at Boise State and on the road at San Jose State. So it's right back out on the road for your team there.
Yeah, it is. And it's not like we're not used to it. It's not like these last 10 games won't help us. So we're ready for it. We're excited, and we appreciate our fans.
All right,
Thank
Larry.
You very much.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it. Head coach Larry Eustace. Again, the Rams can have the week off. Next game coming up on Sunday against Texas State. That'll be a 3 p.m. start. All right, thank you to everybody that helped out. Bob Greenfield, Dave Jensen, of course, CSU women's basketball coach Ryan Williams. For everybody, and head coach Larry Eustace, Brian Roth saying so long. We'll talk to you next week.